Home sales still leave a lot to be desired.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. More housing numbers are out today, and again, the market looks like it needs a big spark. The National Association of Realtors said sales of previously owned homes fell to their lowest level in 15 years, down 27% between June and July. A lot of bloggers in Philadelphia are up in arms over that city's latest proposal to bring in money. It would charge internet bloggers that sell advertising on their sites a privilege fee and business tax. A lot of cities and states are having a tough time balancing budgets, so they're going after any revenue they can get. Sri Srinivasan is professor of digital media at Columbia Journalism School. He's with us live from New York this morning. Hi, professor.
Hello.
Is there even a way to enforce this on bloggers?
It's going to be almost impossible to enforce this because we're trying to track these folks down and then getting them to pay for this is going to be hard. Let's keep in mind that I think somewhere between 95 and 99% of bloggers don't make money on what they do. So
they just do it to get their opinions out there, right?
That they do that. They love what they do. And some of them make some money, but this is just a sign of the times. Municipalities need money, and they're going to go where they can try to find some money.
Are we going to see any more of this, you think, Professor? I know we've been hearing about an internet tax for a few months now. Is this just a way to get revenue?
Well, we've been talking about internet taxes, I think, for years now.
Yeah.
And I think that you will see versions of this coming out from all over the country if there is any sign that there is actually money to be got for these from these bloggers. If there isn't, if Philadelphia is not successful, I don't think it's going to happen elsewhere. But people are going to, the governments are going to try.
So it could be a barometer then what happens in Philly. What does this say, Professor, about the state of blogs and their legitimacy? We have about 20 seconds.
I think that it's nice in some ways to say that people are, governments are thinking that there are all these people making money on there. But blogs have been around for a long time, relatively speaking, and I think it's a sign that they think there are enough people making money. And there are some people making money, but not everybody.
Professor Sri Srinivasan at Columbia Journalism School in New York. Professor, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are off right now under 1%. The S&P down about 0.8%. The NASDAQ off about 0.9%. The Dow down now 80 points, 0.8% at 10,094, just hanging on above 10,000 right now. European shares are off about 1%, and Asian stocks dipped as well. Barnes & Noble posted a bigger-than-expected loss for the second quarter, and medical device maker Medtronic said revenues dipped in the quarter as well. Their shares are off about 10% today. Georgia, New York, Maryland, and Ohio are among the winners of the final round of Race to the Top money. They join the states of Tennessee and Delaware in sharing $4 billion in federal education funding. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott looks at how far that money is going to go.
Not all that far, according to Aaron Pallas. He teaches education at Teachers College in New York. His state will get millions of dollars in Race to the Top money. Pallas says the school budget for New York City alone is $21 billion.
So it's not clear that this is really a lot of money. It became very important symbolically, I think, for states. But it's not going to plug a lot of the holes that exist in state budgets due to the financial pressures that states are facing.
To compete for the money, states had to make what could be lasting changes, even if they didn't win, like doing more to evaluate teachers based on student performance. Some of those changes are controversial. Critics of the charter school movement say on average charters fare no better than traditional public schools. Pallas says, among other plans, New York hopes to use the money to develop a new set of tests for kids in kindergarten through third grade and to improve low-performing schools. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com.
If you happen to be stuck in traffic right now, be glad you're not in Beijing. A traffic jam there is in its 10th day. Thousands of vehicles have stretched for more than 60 miles there. It's taken some drivers 3 days to get through it, but the official explanation is road construction. As Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports, it's actually about the number of cars on the road.
Back when this traffic jam started, Tiger Woods was married, Dr. Laura still had a job, and China was still behind Japan as the second largest economy in the world. Not that anyone sitting for days in their cars along China's National Expressway 110 noticed. They were too busy getting ripped off by a guerrilla economy that sprung up amidst the gridlock. According to state-run news reports, vendors are taking advantage of drivers' desperation by selling them instant noodles for four times the price. There's not much else to eat in the Beijing traffic that's backed up all the way to Inner Mongolia. Reports say the congestion could last more than a month. Shomik Mendorada is an urban transportation expert with the World Bank in Beijing. He says while this particular gridlock is impacting mostly freight trucks, the event is a symbol of how China's roads are inundated with traffic.
As the country gets richer and becomes more and more urban and more people start being able to buy and drive cars, more and more people do.
Last year, China had 72 million registered vehicles on its roads, not nearly as many as the quarter billion the U.S. has, but just this year, China surpassed the U.S. in car sales. The World Bank's Mendorada says China's cities should not prepare for this by building more highways. He says that would just cause more traffic and pollution. Instead, he says, they should invest in bringing back a hallmark of Chinese transportation that's on its way to being forgotten here, the bicycle. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
And finally, there's a three-year waiting list to buy a Ferrari 458 Italia. The super sports car costs more than $250,000. That's a lot of money for a car that keeps getting into mishaps. The Telegraph newspaper says in the last 3 months alone, 11 models have been in bad accidents or caught fire. And while the Italian carmaker is investigating whether it's faulty mechanics, there are a couple of theories floating around. Number one, some drivers may not have the skills to drive a car that goes from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds and can reach speeds of 200 miles an hour. If that theory doesn't work for you, here's another one floating. The car is jinxed. We have more business news of the day on our Midday Update podcast. You can subscribe to it on iTunes or at our website, marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.